Hello, everybody. Welcome to Science Us.
Hey, my name is Peter Carlone.
And my name is Ivan Decker. And thank you once again for joining us this week. If you're just tuning in...
Thanks for keeping listening.
If you're just tuning in to Science Us...
If you're just tuning into this live radio...
This is a show where we discuss science topics without having any knowledge or background about science.
I mean, we have like a little bit of
We have a rudimentary understanding,
yeah.
I would say. I know the why of a lot of things. I just don't know the how.
Yeah. And I know some of the how, but none of the why. So we are a perfect yin and yang.
Yeah, pretty good team to discuss. So
if I remember the last episode, you did the sciencing.
Yes, that's correct.
Thus making it my turn.
Yeah. Peter.
Which is sort of a rule. We don't really have this rule, but maybe we do. Maybe it's the thing.
Yeah.
We switch on and off.
Yeah, of course.
Guys.
It's only natural.
I'm going to blow your minds.
Yeah.
And I'm starting with Ivan's, and then by extension, everyone who's listening.
All right. I'm prepared. I'm adequately prepared to once again have my mind blown.
Scientists. Okay.
Okay.
Science types.
What are they doing? What are they up to these days?
From Harvard University.
Yeah.
And the University of New South Wales.
Okay, that's two universities.
Have. Reversed the aging process.
What?
In mice.
Okay.
And early human trials showed also promising results.
Really?
Yes. There is a growing number of people.
Were these only like really wealthy mice?
Yes, they were. You know what? Actually,
they were just because really rich white mice.
Just because of the fact that they are lab mice, they were white, and no other more awkward reason.
All right.
There is a growing number of people on the internet and in some circles.
Yeah, I know. Even my grandma's on Facebook.
That are saying, "Let me finish." There's a growing number of people that are saying that the generation being born today, like the generation of kids that are growing up now,
yeah,
may be the final generation of humans to die of old age.
But dying of old age is not an answer. Like when someone dies of old age, that's just like what you tell them when you don't want to say like, oh, their heart stopped.
Yes, but it is like a lot of the dying
catastrophic
happens.
Organ failure.
But a lot of the dying that we're busy doing is a result of especially getting too old nowadays.
Yeah.
Because less and less of us are dying in wars and less of us are dying young from polio. So essentially it sounds very simple, but it's the opposite of, obviously.
Of course.
They essentially switched youthful genes on and older genes off using naturally occurring proteins and molecules.
What do you mean?
I got a quote here. I wrote it down.
All right.
We've discovered genes that control how the body fights against aging, and these genes, if you turn them on in just the right way, they can have very powerful effects, even reversing aging. Pause. At least in mice so far.
But I don't understand, like, what about all of the hormonal changes that happen in the body throughout the aging process? So would you do, like, especially in women, pre-menopause? Would it stop before then? Because your body's going to run out of eggs. It's going to run out of those types of things. I mean, not your body, a woman.
My body currently has run out of eggs.
Yeah.
It had zero eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
But my problem is I don't have the storage capacity for any eggs.
Yeah.
So it's good that I don't have any eggs.
It's probably good that you don't have any eggs.
I might have a few spider eggs I don't know about just under my skin.
Just in your hair and ear
canals. In my hair and ears, yeah.
Where along the line would it stop? And does reversed mean it's now going in the opposite direction?
Benjamin Button style? Here's the thing. I don't think when people talk about aging... There are changes that happen when you get older, and running out of eggs is one of them for women. But like, I think.
What about like when you turn like 30 and your back just starts hurting for no reason?
Okay, but this is the thing. Here we go.
What age are we going to stop?
I looked into it because
18?
I was like,
18? We're going to all be a bunch of stupid 18-year-olds running the world?
It doesn't reverse your brain's memories and abilities to make connections. I think the idea is that it just stops the process of aging, whereby cells take on a lot of damage and eventually become too damaged to function.
So like wrinkly skin.
Wrinkly skin, stuff like that.
Old bones.
And that's the beauty of this
crumbly
of
bones.
This industry is like
old
the
crumbly
anti-
bones.
Old crumbly bones. You're going to look like a tight 18-year-old, but your bones are just going to crumble. Okay, here's the thing, though. I looked into this because I thought that we age because of telomeres on the end of our DNA, which if you don't know what telomeres are.
I do not.
At the end of a strand of DNA, like your DNA in the middle of it has a bunch of instructions. Copy this chromosome, copy that, make this protein, do this, do that. But at the end of a strand of DNA, at the end of a chromosome, there is junk DNA, information that doesn't have any instructions.
Why they're is called, it there?
Well, exactly. Well, they're called telomeres. And scientists found out that every time you replicate a cell, the ends of those DNA, the telomeres, get shorter and shorter and shorter. And so they figured that they had figured out what aging is. Telomeres. By the time you hit your 80s or something, you basically your cells virtually, the DNA, virtually has no telomeres left. So every time you're replicating a cell, DNA that's useful, that's important, starts getting damaged.
Okay.
So you start to age. Stuff
so
starts
the
to replicate slower.
So the telomeres are like a buffer.
Exactly. To keep you alive for longer.
Okay. Are those also responsible for things like mutation? We stop the aging process. How are we going to become X-Men?
Well, I think this is basically our best defense against the X-Men. I am one of the villains from the X-Men movies in that I do not want X-Men running around. You know what? Honestly, I'm going to be honest right now and come forward and say that I don't want X-Men running around.
No, because I know I wouldn't have powers. Unless I got powers, I don't want anybody else having powers.
I don't want somebody running around with the power to like slow down time or like laser through stuff. Because then not all of them are going to want to do it for good. Some of them are going to be selfish.
We've been over this.
I think we did go over this.
Be selfish in an instant.
Here's what I found out when I looked into it, though.
Second I have a power that puts me above other people, exploiting that power.
Oh,
all
absolutely.
The time.
We already do.
You think I'm waiting for the bus? Forget it.
Look, I think being a white male is a bit of a superpower right now because it's an unfair advantage that we all, and I use it. Of course I'm going to use it.
I'm just always getting jobs.
I don't want X-Men. Basically, that's not about aging, though. The thing I looked up, I thought it was the telomere theory. I thought that we had figured it out.
Yeah.
So I look into it, and it's not even the strongest theory about aging.
Really?
Yeah, because they found out, again, in laboratory mice, rich white mice.
Yeah.
They
Here's
found
the thing,
that the telomere thing didn't quite work. They had mice with shorter telomeres, or removed the telomeres, and they didn't see the same aging. They didn't accelerate their aging.
Wait, they removed the telomeres? How did they go in and remove the telomeres from every piece of DNA in a mouse?
You got to start out at the start before they have trillions.
Okay, so the zygote then.
Yeah, well, they mess around with it, and they just found that it didn't... mice lacking
the telomeres
enzyme... Yeah, they
messed around, real scientifically.
...didn't show a dramatically reduced lifespan.
Okay. Interesting.
So when they effed with their telomeres, they didn't...
All right, so what are some of the other theories?
Okay, here's some of the other ones. Okay. One of the ones that's more basic, again, this, you know, like I'd have to study each one of these for 10 years before I could talk about them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about them anyway.
Give me the gist.
One of them is the evolutionary theory, which means that lifespan, like other phenotypes, like hair color and skin color, blah, 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 are selected.
Okay.
So we've evolved to only live a certain number of years. It used to be 40. But we've fixed it now, so we're living until like 80 and 90, which is why we're like, why is there so much cancer? Well, it's because we're living way past when we should be.
Yeah.
We should be mating at 20 and then dying at 30-something, like all animals.
Exactly.
Well, that might not be true.
Shouldn't be mating at 20.
Not like
turtles. Come on, you loser.
Be
mating at 15. You mate at 20, you get made fun of.
You haven't mated yet? You crazy animal. Okay.
What are you supposed to talk about in the locker room?
The other one is the DNA damage theory of aging, which is unlike telomeres. It is that your DNA has just taken damage throughout its life.
From solar bombardment.
So UV radiation, or
bananas,
stuff that you eat.
Sleeping next to somebody.
Bananas, taking an airplane trip. You're just getting dosed with radiation.
Oh, man, I take a lot of airplane trips.
Yeah, me too, right? Okay, here's another. Where's the one I really liked here? I'm looking on my list. Accumulative waste theory. I like that one. Your body just builds up with crap. It's constantly dealing with so much. It puts so much stuff on my desk.
You defragment your hard drive.
Yeah, essentially. Your body fills up with stuff that your liver, you know, after a while, your liver's just like, I'm done with this. I've taken enough damage. I'm out. So it's like, and I'm not speaking specifically your liver, but it builds up everywhere.
Yeah, like a piece of body armor that has just stopped a lot of bullets. Eventually,
it's not going to be great.
It's just going to knock one of the other bullets into you.
Yeah. And then there's the even more basic one. Now, this is, I'm giving you like 5 of the 20 theories about aging. That's why it's such a wild sort of
yeah, and these are all just being tested with mice.
Community. Yeah, and we're just basically doing this to mice. We hit a mice with a hammer, and then we're like, okay, hammers are bad for mice.
So, but here's the thing. We're not mice.
Wait, the last one I wanted to say, the last one before we move on, the damage accumulation. So there's cell damage, and then there's just straight up damage. Like, you break your bone, and then you do that. So, like what you said, when you hit 30 and then you got back problems, it's like, that's just because you've been sitting in a chair
for 10 years.
Or sleeping on a bed, or walking, or, you know, like, the stuff we do to our lives.
Yeah.
It's like
climbing things.
We just wreck it. After a while, we just wreck our bodies.
Yeah.
Even if we were climbing, though, eventually, falling out of trees, we would just wreck our bodies.
Yeah.
And at the ripe old age of 80, you've just wrecked it enough.
But the thing that's so weird about the human body is that, like, unlike, say, like a car, like if you let a car sit and like really take care, like if you want to prolong the life of a car, you just really take care of it. You don't drive it too much. But like the body's
the
opposite of
that.
You don't
drive it in
the rain. Like you have to move it around a lot to keep it healthy.
But that's because it's always redoing all the cells. All the cells are being remade.
And it's always trying to conserve energy. It's like, oh, you're not using your legs a lot?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'm just going to fill them with fat.
Yeah, time to chew up all the muscle.
Yeah, you don't need that.
But muscle's expensive. Well, we talked about that a while back about the using your brain, 100% of your brain.
Yeah.
Your body, if you didn't use 100% of your brain, your body would just destroy the stuff you're not using.
Exactly.
Because it's too expensive. So, anti-aging.
Anti-aging in mice. We're not mice, so that's, there you go.
We're not mice, but it's helping us learn. We
can you
a lot
test
of
it on, like, monkeys or something?
I wonder if monkeys have lost a lot of their pizzazz in the PR world. Now we don't like doing stuff to monkeys as much.
Why not?
Well, let's put it this way.
They're more like people than
there
mice.
There hasn't been a Planet of the Mice movie yet.
What about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? That was about the mice.
I thought you were going to say Stuart Little.
Who?
Stuart Little.
I don't know.
You never seen Stuart Little?
Yeah, I've seen the cover of the book. I judged it.
He was a mouse.
Based on that.
Basically, it's about a mice. It's about one single plural mice.
A mouse that, yeah, he goes on like an adventure or something?
Yeah, he goes on like an adventure, and he has human parents. I don't understand. I don't pretend to understand the complexities of Stuart Little.
It was just like a woman who was really distraught over the fact that she had a miscarriage, so she just pretended she gave birth to a mouse.
Is that real? Is that the Stuart Little thing?
Yeah, I think that's the story.
What?
Yeah.
How come you know more about it? You're pretending you didn't know about
it. Handle it.
Oh, you know what? You're making this up. That's the dark. This is the darkest episode. Here's the thing, though. The reason we're...
No, he's my son.
We're pursuing anti-aging.
It's just a mouse. His name is Stuart.
It's just a little mouse.
Look at him in his little hat. I think
the reason we're pursuing anti-aging is because I have this fear as well. Just, we don't want to die anymore.
No, we don't want to die. But also, we waste so much time. The amount of time that we waste.
That's okay. I want to live forever, and I still want to waste the same amount of time I waste.
Yeah, well, because I think the issue with, like, the amount of information that we have access to now as people, because with the internet, everything's documented. Everything's written down. Everything's out there. You can learn. And the problem is there's so much to know. Mm-hmm. That as a collective we can know it, but no individual can attain all that knowledge because you would die before you had a chance to even read it all.
Well,
like there's more media out there than like even YouTube. Just that site has more footage on there than a human lifetime. Like if you wanted to watch all of YouTube, you would die before it would happen.
But I mean, this is new that we're all trying to take it all in all at the same time because
We don't need to.
Back in the day, you just become an expert in one thing.
Yeah.
That was your
better
life.
Idea.
I think so. Although I'd like to become an expert in like 5 things.
Yeah, a real Renaissance man. God damn the Renaissance for making people need to have more than one skill.
I want to be a Renaissance man.
Renaissance?
I want to be Renaissance man.
Renaissance man.
I would like to be a Renaissance man.
Hello, my name is Renaissance man.
And I'm
here
bit...
to tune your piano and then build you a porch.
Some might say I'm a bit of a Renaissance man.
I'm Renaissance man. I'm going to make you an omelette and then do your taxes.
Renaissance.
Call Renaissance man.
Right, 1-800. I'm a Renaissance man. Renaissance man.
Well, that was a weird riff.
Oh, boy, that one went weird.
Pretty great, though.
We just don't want to die anymore. But here's the thing about anti-aging.
Yeah.
I think we're going to achieve it in a different way. It's not going to be our bodies.
No, we're going to put our brains
into
robots. Here we go.
Yes, we are. We talk about it every episode, but that's because it's the most important thing.
Yeah,
robots
forget it.
Are
I
the
don't
future.
Want, why are we trying to fix this dumb body?
Well, here's the thing. Guess what
just
wears out?
Just build me a better body.
Your arms wear out. Your legs wear out. Your hip wears out. Fine. I want robotic all that stuff.
Carbon fiber. That stuff lasts forever.
Well, especially with the whole, like, I don't want to be... Look, I'm not a very sexy man already. This is only going downhill, this body I've got.
Yeah.
I don't particularly care about it getting... But,
I mean, it's
but
astounding.
Don't you want...
It's astounding that it's going to go lower, because it's already pretty low.
You know what I mean, though? When I say this to people who are not you, because you're already on board with it. When I say this to people who are not you, the first thing they say is, no, Peter, you're beautiful. And then I say, I've seen a mirror.
Yeah, but imagine if we are all robots. Because the other thing about having a robotic body
that I like
is that, like, with a human body, there's only one input, which is your mouth. So, like, if there's a problem in your body...
No, you can put stuff up your butt.
Yeah, okay. But mostly...
Pills.
Like, say you have, like, a sore elbow.
Pencils.
It's all just like, all right, take this medicine in your mouth.
Oh,
whereas,
absolutely.
Like, a robot, you're like, my elbow's malfunctioning. Okay, I got a thing you can put right on to
or
that elbow.
Here's a new elbow.
Like, there's topical stuff for humans. Like, you can put, like, a salve.
No, but I think
but, like,
we
if there's
see
a joint
point.
Issue, it's like, calcium. Maybe it'll make its way there. Hopefully your brain sends it.
Well, absolutely. And the thing I was trying to say earlier is that it's not even just stuff going wrong, but it's also people are like, but don't you want the touch of a human? Don't you want to be able to touch the warmth of a... No!
I think the robot body will have touch centers built
sure,
in.
Sure, but even then, I don't need mine to have touch centers built in. I just want sweet robot body.
Yeah, but still the feeling of like the... But, I mean, I guess you could just program the body to release the same chemicals that are what happened when you get, like, swelled.
Probably. But you know what?
Because I think we already talked about this, about how heroin and how everybody just is, like, it feels like a blanket. It feels like a warm blanket. Like, that's the...
That feels great.
That's the top feeling that everybody's chasing. They're like, I just want to feel like I'm hugged.
Oh, and that's why people chase the drug.
Yeah. It's not even like, oh, the best sex. It's
but
this.
You know what?
It's like, nope, just safety.
Yeah.
And... Really, our main desire is we want to just go back into the womb. We just want
to
be that baby again.
But here's the thing,
I just want to be safe and warm. But like, I think in a robot body, you'd feel like that.
The thing I think that would personally, for me, that would release those warm, comfy feelings is getting up in the morning, plugging in my arms, looking in the mirror and being like, oh, I look super badass.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
I could get run over...
Anything.
As long as my brain doesn't get run over, I could get run over by a truck.
Or right there's the whole idea of surrogate bodies. Like, the brain's not even moving around in the robot. Your brain's just in a jar somewhere connected wirelessly
That's
to a
That's one of the other things
body,
we're talking about. Like, by 2045, they think that might even be a possibility.
So you could just get slammed with a truck in your robot body. It's like, whatever.
Grab a new body.
Boot up a new body.
Yep.
You're in that one.
Yep. And you know what? People are very scared of that because it's an entirely alien idea. But think of the...
Think of
the equality we could reach.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I think it's going to take another 10,000 years to out-evolve the, like, bullshit racism
but then what about,
that
yeah.
we have now.
Yeah.
But if you're just a bunch of robots and brains in jars, you're going to treat everyone with a base amount of equality.
Yeah.
I will probably still use some sort of money to discriminate.
I think that you'll judge them based on your... But it'll be a more accurate form of judgment because you'll judge them based on their experiences. The whole prejudice thing of, like, looking at somebody and being like, ah, they have weird-looking teeth. I bet you they don't know anything about science.
Right.
It's like, have you ever heard, like, a southern... Like, we were watching a video earlier where a guy
That's
with a
true.
Southern accent was trying to explain
And I
something.
Was the one... I made fun of him.
Yeah.
I was like,
He sounded like a doofus.
In my defense, he did he was a doofus.
He was a doofus. We'll post the video. He was a doofus.
He was a doofus.
But
it was great.
I remember watching, I think I watched another science video at some point, and it was like somebody with like a really thick Scottish accent trying to explain physics, and it's just tough. It's like you can't, an Australian biologist, all these things, these preconceived notions in us. I mean, I don't know, maybe our robots will have accents.
We'll probably all want to put accents in them. I don't know. Will we generate culture for our ageless robots so that we can like all look a little different?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it'll be like Star Wars more than anything.
Well, because like, the Tower of Babel, I mean, we can't. We're not allowed to work together.
Right.
It's going to get struck down and we're going to be divided.
That's the proof of God. We're all going to become robots and then God will be like, oh, I've existed the whole time. And
yeah,
then we'll be like,
stop
hey,
it.
Asshole, where were you
yeah.
for the 10,000 years we were all murdering each other?
Stop it. Well, isn't that the story? I don't know. I'm pretty loose on my biblical studies. But
that is the story.
Tower of Babel is like everybody got together, tried to make one language, tried to make one culture, build a tower to heaven, and God was like, stop it!
In a way,
be different and hate each other.
It smacks of
By
the
way,
same...
treat each other nice.
Yeah.
Bye.
No, exactly. In a way, it smacks of the same thing that, like, Canada's, the First Nations have, like, origin stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a biblical origin story in the same way Genesis is like, here's where all the people came from. God made them.
Yeah.
So the origin, it's basically the origin of why we're all different cultures.
Yeah.
And in a silly way, and white people love it for some reason as well, which is weird because we weren't the ones, we inherited Christianity. We did not create.
Of course, we take stuff.
We love taking stuff. But the idea behind that story is that we're all one people and this is why we're all different. But really, at the end of the day, we're all Christians, or we're all supposed to be, because the one God spread us all out. And that's why, and people use that to defend why other cultures and their religions are incorrect, which is it's creepy. It's messed up.
It's so weird.
Because they're part of the people that got spread out.
So I think that in robot times, when the age of carbon fiber robot arms is upon us.
Yeah.
Yeah, will we find a way to... I think so. I think it'll be like cars. Everybody will just like, oh, what model is your robot? Because unless it's like a unified company that makes the robot...
Which would also be terrifying.
Yeah, it would never... Because then it's just the Matrix. Then we're just voluntarily...
Which, can we just really quickly talk about, as far as anti-aging goes, what was the problem with the Matrix? Why was everybody trying to get out of the Matrix?
People are still dying.
That's true.
You're still dying.
That's true. You were still aging.
But also the story behind the Matrix is that the computer simulation was originally a paradise.
Yes, they did make a paradise.
But
and
the
humans, hated it.
We hated it. We rejected it.
We're such hipsters.
I still feel like that would happen because everybody's been to like a great party and then somebody at the party can't handle it and is just like, I got to mess this up. And there's like that natural id. Impulse within deep within the subconscious, usually a man, if I'm gonna be completely honest here.
Let's be honest.
It's usually a guy
that
will be like, I think I'm gonna smash something. I gotta ruin this.
Yep.
We can't just have everything be okay.
I think there well social entropy.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the same with that a comedy show. There's always somebody in the audience that's very common. There's a guy who can't handle not being the center of attention. All the time. There'll be somebody that's just sitting in the crowd and they won't even understand. It's just an impulse that happens and they'll be like, I don't know. I can't. I need. Why is everybody paying attention to that guy? I'm usually the guy. I go to places people pay attention. I work out so much. Ah! And then they just yell. They just have to yell stuff. They get enough alcohol in their system and they can't deny that impulse anymore. And they're just like, I gotta be a part of this. And then they start yelling dumb shit. And then you have to have them thrown out.
I wonder if you've just discovered the roots of catcalling. Like, catcalling is heckling in public.
Yeah, it's public heckling.
Like, yeah.
And it comes from state of uncomfortableness. People are uncomfortable that they are not the alpha. They're not the center of attention. They can't handle it.
Or it, does it come from them assuming they're the center of attention anyway?
Yeah.
And it's weird that nobody's looking at them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the other part of it is they think that they're in the right. They're like, well, you're all wrong for not paying attention to me.
Therefore, I get to talk
out loud. Because I'm the best.
Right.
You didn't know? I'm Kanye West all the time.
You know what? I think Kanye West should have a license to heckle and catcall.
Sure,
because
he's
Kanye West.
He's the top.
We gotta have the top.
Gotta let one guy do it.
We gotta let one guy do it so we all have something to strive for.
Plus,
it's
I
the
feel
Kanye
like if Kanye
dream.
West catcalled, some people would be like, all right, pretty good.
You know what? Thanks, Kanye. I do look nice today. I do have a nice butt, Kanye. Kanye West, if you're listening,
stop catcalling. You're wrong.
Yeah, stop catcalling, but do keep making music. It's great.
Yeah.
I think we just accused Kanye West of catcalling. I don't think he does. He doesn't.
Yeah, probably. I mean, when he does it, it's on stage with a microphone, so it's different.
Part of a performance.
He's like calling out an audience member, being like, "Girl, you so fine.
Girl, you so fine. This is a song. It's okay."
Yeah. It's not a catcall. It's an entire song.
We accidentally veered into catcalling because we're both thinking about it because we're men, and it's an urge
that happens.
But when we're all robots,
are we gonna catcall? Are there even going to be genders when we're all living in the robot future?
Why would there be genders? Genders are boring.
But different brains.
Yeah, but we'd have different brains, and it'd be like, what did you used to be before you were a robot? I'd be like, oh, I used to be a girl. I'm like, oh, cool. I don't care, because you're a robot.
But
now.
I feel like there's different brain physiology.
Well, yes, but I think...
And it would be much less determined by your original body,
yeah,
for
but
sure,
I, but
be
I
able
also,
to decide.
I also think that we program that a lot.
Yeah.
We program women to think like women and men to think like men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think physiology does differ, but I don't think it's gender that makes it differ. But I think your brain physiology is different than mine.
Yeah.
As well.
But you don't think that men's brains are different than women's brains? Men and women are different? No?
Listen, comedy from the 90s. I just don't. I think
men and women are different comedy was before the 90s.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that 70s comedy? Or
sure. That was like the first. Yeah, Take My Wife, Please. That was all. That was
70s.
That's
true. Yeah. But we were fine with it back then, too.
Yeah.
Take my wife, please. Ha ha ha.
Somebody take her. I hate women. This man's a genius.
This man's a genius.
You should be on the telly.
You know what? We should call this comedy.
This is quite hilarious.
Okay. Anti-aging. Let's get back to it. No, here's why I wanted to pick up on... You
but
said
what about
something...
this the other
no,
thing?
No, hold up,
like...
hold up. You said something about social entropy.
Yeah.
I think... What I like about the evolutionary theory of aging, which is that we've selected...
That we're supposed to die.
We're supposed to die. We've selected it. Is because of the social entropy.
Yeah. Because people
at some point,
fill their brain with stupid ideas of what is and what isn't right, and then they need to die.
Yeah. You know
can't
what?
Have a racist 120-year-old walking around out there still be like, oh, this is the way it used to. It was always this way. It has to be like this. And we're like, no, you're insane. You should have died 40 years ago. It's very important that those people die.
This is the rantiest episode, but it's true. We just... nobody... The best thing about racists is that they die.
Yeah, exactly.
And the best thing about me and my issues is that I'm going to die soon and my issues won't have mattered.
Exactly, because I think it happens with just sort of every generation. It's
you know
always-
what
is? We form a core bunch of beliefs that were imparted upon us as we grew up.
Do you know what I'm too old for? Facebook, the other day, has changed their gender policy, so it's not female or male. There's like 50 genders you can be.
Yeah.
And I'm accepting of it because I'm still young enough to have a malleable brain.
Of course.
But I can already feel little tiny bits inside my brain that's like, well, I don't know about all of this. I remember a time when it was just men and women.
Yeah.
And men and women wanted to be equal. Now we got to make 50 other genders equal.
Yeah.
And I can feel it. I can feel my, you know, conservatism or whatever in my brain.
Yeah, they always say you get more and more conservative as you get older. Because your brain just, I think, naturally starts to be like, I don't need any new information.
Yeah.
I think I've pretty much figured it out.
And that's why.
It's scary to admit in your 50s that you still don't know how anything works.
And I think that's why we have to die. We just got to become old and curmudgeon-y and then die and go away.
Or we just need to learn to accept the fact that, yeah, we're never going to know. The only thing you can work on, the only thing that you can gather a more clearer understanding and certainty of is your own perception, your own body. The way that you think. That's it. You can't make assumptions about outside forces and systems because you don't control them.
What's that quote? The only thing, the more I learn, the less I know, or something like that. It's like, the more I learned. It's very ironic that I can't get this quote right.
Yeah, obviously you've learned too much about it because you don't know it.
Oh my God. I am going to look that quote up. I can't.
Can't do it. No,
no
looking
not
up.
Not look things up. Ah, damn it.
Not allowed.
Listen, we're going to post it on the... It's a famous quote, I'm telling you. We're going to post it.
Yeah, sure.
Got to post it on the website.
Sure. It's one of those famous quotes from somebody who's dead.
Who's dead, whose opinions no longer matter because
he's dead.
But I think,
yeah, that's... But that's the thing, is that with reversing the aging process, it would have to be selective. Because, yeah, we're still... We still have the death penalty in some places. So you're telling me now there's... One side of the spectrum is the death penalty. This person is so shitty that they have to die now. But then the other side of it is like the life, whatever the opposite of penalty is, the life reward. Like, oh, you're so great, you get to keep going.
Whoa, that would be weird. That'd be creepy. That's a sci-fi story right there, a short story to be written.
Like, how do you decide who gets to keep going?
Maybe a computer decides who are the best humans and they get to live for longer. Yeah. So it's like you earn your life. Ooh, that's a weird idea.
Why would a computer decide that?
Well, because a human can't decide it, because then the white ones will just pick other white ones, and then...
Well, that's what's been happening and is probably going to happen.
No, but it should stop happening.
Yeah, of course it should. Will it? I don't know.
If we let computers make the decisions, it will.
If we let brains within robot bodies decide.
Let's just all be robots. Guys, if you're just tuning in, let's all be robots.
Already.
Can this episode be called Let's All Be Robots?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's All Be Robots.
Awesome.
We're going to do it. So,
anti-aging is basically, I mean, it's not even a new science. We've been trying to do this as long as we've been humans. We've been trying to live forever.
Pomegranate juice. That's part of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's already a big
wonderful
market.
Oh, they love it.
Antioxidants.
You're going to live forever.
Oxidants? Your body's rusting.
So you can...
Shut up. Shut up. You're stupid.
So it's... Basically, we're going to try to keep you alive as long as possible so
there's
you can get hit by a car.
There's things in your body called oxidants, and they're not good.
I believe there is some...
So you got to drink this juice.
I believe there is some merit to free radicals,
How
though.
How much is the juice? $200. Drink it every day. You feel great. You feel great. What do I feel like? Feel like a warm blanket. So, heroin?
Is it heroin?
Should I just do heroin?
Oh, man. Okay, we might be heading to different conclusions here, because I'm down with anti-aging still.
You think it's good?
As long as we stop making more people.
Well, no, you can't do that. You can't just deny people no more kids.
They do in China.
No, that's stupid. We need kids. They are our future.
Yeah, but what if, hear me out, what if, our social level. No, yeah. I was about to say we could just stop changing our social ways and all the humans that are alive stay alive forever and we just all get along case
so
by case with each person.
So then we're just in a state of purgatory?
Yeah, where we're all kind of just okay with each other.
Nothing changes. I mean, our perception changes very rapidly. And,
that's true.
And every generation, people get more and more tolerant and I think we're doing fine. We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
But the problem there is that yeah, the old people are still dying, which I think is kind of important. I mean, I would like to live...
It's what you said earlier, social entropy. It's these people, they need to die because they have
but
ideas
kind of
that are no longer relevant.
Mythology, like elves, like, oh, they live for 200-300 years. It's like, yeah, all right. It's still, you know, they're always like very peaceful, but it's like, no, they're not. There's still wars. People still fight.
Oh, and their Congress is full of like 300-year-old people that they're like, ah, it's all old people.
Yeah, and it's always that. It's like, I remember a time when this was a thing. Gosh, shut up. You're so old.
You're so old. This episode was not brought to you by Respect for the Elderly.
So then the only thing that we have, like, it would just be a lot more assassinations.
Yes. Well, I think what the interesting thing would happen is like it would make war even less palatable. And it would make murder even worse.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, he was going to live for 1,000 years. We didn't even get to read his 7,000th book.
Tragically cut short. Really short.
Tragically cut short when he died at the ripe young age of 250.
So then if there's no more kids, so what happens then?
Well,
like, what's sex?
It's
just,
not,
you just have
no,
sex with whoever
not
you want all the time?
It's not that there's no more kids. It's just that the birth rate needs to go down so low. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to have a family of four
You'd
children.
Have to abolish a lot of religions, then.
I mean, I'm not going to sit around and say that wouldn't make things better.
Yeah, you'd have to end so much. But then it's a faithless world of cold steel and robots.
Oh my goodness. We figured it out, the utopia of the future. I get to be a robot.
A faithless world of
Here,
cold
the,
steel.
My most important philosophy, and this is the way I live my life, is... Does it help get us closer to the Star Trek future that I want?
Yeah, but what about, like, the nice warm things, like soups?
Earl Grey.
And
hot.
Hugs.
Hot soup. Hot. Hug. Now. Like, the replicator can do it all, is what I'm saying.
All right. All right. But you wouldn't be able to experience it because you have a robot body.
Robot body. But you could just...
Okay,
you could run. You could be like, robot body, run program warmhug.exe.
And then just releases that into your brain.
Oh, I'd be so happy.
Okay. So what you're saying is the aging process, I think we should abandon the mice idea and just focus on brain in jar robot body?
Yes, and the reason for that is I think we don't know. There's so many theories about why we age and so little consensus that I think it's going to be years and years before we even get anything solved. It's like, yeah, we're gonna make our skin look nice, but we're still gonna be aging.
The brain shuts down first. It's like the biggest, a lot of those big, I mean, maybe not. I think maybe the most common is like, yeah, heart failure, lung problem. But then there's still nothing to fight things like dementia and all of those things, Alzheimer's. The brain is still another thing that's aging. Even if we're in a robot, we still gotta find a way.
If they can reverse that aging process. But I mean, that's the thing. The other idea.
We need both.
Well, there's that whole ghost in the machine theory, right? It's like at some point we're going to be able to download our consciousness into a computer.
Oh, so the brain's not even there anymore.
So the brain can no longer be
it's
part
just
of
just the energy.
Now you're just in the internet. Now you're just in the cloud.
Pretty good.
That could be cool.
Sure.
And you don't need to eat.
Your brains could just like be a part of other people's brains. Like,
well, if you think
combined.
About it, we could end up having trillions of people alive.
Just a unified consciousness.
But only, 5 or 6 billion of us would be, like, in physical bodies, learning, going through life, tilling fields, doing whatever humans do, having sex, making other ones. And then when you get to a certain age, then you go and join the other 17 trillion humans that are just on the cloud.
In the cloud.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anti-aging solved by Star Trek Future. Burp, 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 burp.
Computers. That's the plan.
And then we can travel to the stars. In little tiny capsules that you put your consciousness into, and then you just fire off into space with a little satellite.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm getting real excited about this.
This is good. All right, scientists. Keep it up.
Keep up your work, but only insofar as it puts me into a satellite.
So, in conclusion...
Yes? What do you think?
Anti-aging. Yeah, sure. Let's hit it.
But you still want racist people to die.
Of course.
Okay.
If you're racist, you have to die.
If you're homophobic, you gotta go.
Just like bad people need to, like, there should be like a tolerance exam where it's like, hey, are you cool with other people doing their thing? No? Well, sorry. You got
to
go.
You don't get to be plugged into a computer.
Yeah. You can't be here anymore.
Although I think that would naturally weed out a lot of people anyway. If they're like, we'll plug your consciousness into the internet. A lot of people would be like, well, what does that even mean? I don't know what. And like, okay, yep, that's fine. You go die. Go die.
Yep, sure. No, that's cool. You can die and then...
So yeah, in conclusion, I think it's a great idea, but I do agree with you that one of the best things about us dying is that we get to create new ideas.
Yeah.
And we get to take more things
exactly
into our tolerance.
You get to it's very easy to say that someone that is dead was wrong than to say that they're wrong when they're still hanging around. Like, no, I'm not. I can hear you. Oh God, I wish you'd just die. You're so old.
That's the best. All right, there it is. Science Us. Follow us on the things, the social things.
Yep, at Science Us Podcast. No, at Science Us Pod on Twitter. ScienceUsPodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Email us your questions, your concerns. If you're old, sorry.
Yeah, man. My grandfather probably doesn't listen to this.
There's some old people with good ideas.
My grandfather.
There, I said it. Yeah, see? Peter's grandfather.
Stay alive forever, Pa.
Do it.
I love you.
All right.
That was a weird way to end it.